It's International Day of Volunteers. Now, with the message, together we can through volunteering, United Nations Volunteers is encouraging everyone to make International Volunteers Day this year a worldwide moment to thank volunteers and celebrate their effort despite all the challenges at hand. Now, joining me today, this morning, in the online, I'm glad to tell you that I have Mr. Wahib Al-Riani, who is United Nations Volunteers Program Manager in South Sudan. Good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sebet, and good morning to all our audience.
Yes, just briefly, what exactly is the International Volunteers Day about, and what are we celebrating?
You basically said it before. Today, tomorrow is the International Volunteer Day, and it's a day that's marked to recognize and highlight the contributions of volunteers worldwide and to thank them on that day for all their contributions.
Yes, and United Nations volunteers have very diverse backgrounds. They came from different countries, have different specialties and all that. Are there any common traits that unite volunteers?
Definitely. Volunteers often are motivated by doing good on their own without any expectation of anything in return. And this is very common among many volunteers. They try to go extra mile, they try to contribute without any expectation of anything in return.
Mm-hmm. And as we commemorate this particular day in South Sudan, what particularly does this day mean to you as an individual, as a volunteer? What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. Actually, volunteers, I'm very proud and sometimes very humbled by the huge contributions that volunteers do in South Sudan. Not only they serve with much dedication and perform their job very well, but they try to go extra mile and help the community, not only in their area of work, but through many initiatives they take on their own. So it's always a reminder of their contribution and the dedication that volunteers do. I can give you some examples if you would like.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes. So, this year we focus a lot on the COVID response by UN volunteers. Looking back at the year that passed and looking at what our volunteers contribute, we see that we had a very difficult year. First, at the health level, there was a lot of confusion, what this virus is about, and what can people do, and what can volunteers do. At the same time, there was a lot of misinformation, stigma, and anxiety. So there were two issues at stake. Among many others, one is the health issue, one is the information issue. Mm-hmm. And for this, volunteers stood very strong. We had outstanding volunteers in the health sector who were like professional doctors, nurses, pharmacists, lab technicians, who without any hesitation stood at the front line, exposing their lives to risk. Being away from their families, they continue to serve with a lot of dedication.
Mm-hmm.
In parallel, we had a lot of confusion. If you remember, at the beginning, there was a lot of stigmas. Like, even if somebody is getting sick, they were stigmatized, mm-hmm. And they almost felt that they did something wrong. And for this, we have our communication people. And outreach people who were producing a counter-narrative explaining to the public, not only in South Sudan, but globally, but here also we had some dedicated volunteers who were really going beyond the call of duty to make sure that people understand the challenges, put them in the right context, and make sure that people deal with it the right way without causing any more damage.
Great. Now, it's certainly not because of the money.
Yes.
What keeps volunteers going all the time and doing their work?
There is a strong drive normally with volunteers. We have volunteers here who are dedicated to do certain work, and I have always been impressed and astonished by how far they can go. We have volunteers, for example, just as an example, but we have so many others that they are doing so many things that I might not be aware. But I give you an example. We have in Rombik, we have many international volunteers who are working on different sites, like in communications, in medical, in aviation. But they are not just doing their job. They just look around and say, oh, what else can we do? And I was amazed that they noticed that there is a neighboring area where there is a well that that's used for taking water by the local community, but that needed rehabilitation, needed extra equipment, some construction work, extra lights to be installed. And they just gathered around and said, let's do something about it out of their own will. And they just collected donations and they worked themselves with the local community and they rehabilitated the well on their own. It has nothing to do with their already assigned duties of day-to-day work, but they just could not wait and watch. And there are so many examples like these where we see in South Sudan UN volunteers, besides other volunteers, of course, they just don't go about their daily life and acting passively. They just see, they are proactive, they try to solve problems, they try to extend hands with the capacity they have.
All right. And just before I let you go, when it comes to volunteerism, of course, tomorrow is the day. Are there some special events that will be happening?
Yes, we have different initiatives in different states. They are self-organized. There are some online webinars focusing on mental health. We have colleagues from BOR, for example, who would be working with out-of-school children, providing them with some stationery and support them through this time in making sure that they get support to continue education. We have in Rombik inauguration of this well. We have ongoing activities by different volunteers who are supporting production of masks, and a lot is happening in different states by our volunteers, and we'll see a lot of these stories published soon.
All right, Mr. Wahib, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time, and thank you for volunteerism, and we wish you all the best of the day.
Thank you very much to you and your team and all the volunteers in South Sudan.
Thank you.